welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing, the show with four unqualified hosts bringing you information not verified in any way. Just kidding.
I think you just lost your job.
Yeah,
that was
done.
Fucking awesome.
Just kidding. Alien Theorists Theorizing. We're back. Case File 15. I'm Zell.
Braden.
Andrew.
Dan.
Case File 15. The Bermuda Triangle.
Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Kiyago, Montego. We can take it fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go. Whoa.
So there's.
I thought you guys were
gonna do
something.
How long did you get that loaded?
When you said you had something planned, I had something. Like
what do you mean? That was completely spontaneous.
Yeah.
Spur of the moment.
Spur of the moment. Yeah. Bermuda Triangle. That's what we're talking about. Well, should we do some space news?
Space news.
So we, you know, real quickly, when we're planning the podcast, if one of us has nothing prepared, we literally text the other person and say,
I'm Jon Snow.
I'm Jon Snow tonight, which is, you know, nothing. So tonight I'm Jon Snow. I've dropped the ball. But I do know March 21st, the fifth closest recorded meteor is going to pass Earth. So you'll be able to see it with telescopes or good binoculars, March 21st. If you want to take
how big
a
is it?
What is a good binocular? What defines a good binocular?
Did you buy it at Walmart? Then it's a bad binocular.
Oh, okay.
Did you find it at your house? Chances are bad binocular.
If it's got a picture of Dora the Explorer on it.
Yeah, bad binoculars. Yeah.
Okay, my word. No.
If you slide it out and it just goes over one eye, chances are it's bad.
What?
I thought
that sounds amazing.
Isn't yeah, the definition of a well, you said
binoculars,
not telescope.
Not
oh,
telescope.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can see it with a telescope, probably even better, but that's not a it's like a pirate. Yeah. The one eyed one.
Which is awesome.
Other than that, low sun activity still. It's kind of a shitty aurora season right now. So yeah. It's kind of the way it goes, way she goes, so nothing else really exciting. Before we get on Bermuda Triangle, before we get to the Bermuda Triangle, you want to talk about that story? This guy dying? Fucking super.
Can we go
weird.
Back and beep that out just where it was? Is that possible?
Yeah, I think we have to do it.
Yeah.
Legally.
Sure. I can't talk about it if it's.
Yeah.
It's okay. Beeped out.
It's beeped so out. It's beeped. Gone.
Okay.
So you don't even know what we're talking about then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty spooky, man. It was weird. We got a call for a drowning in February because this is, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and you don't really associate February with drowning. You know what I mean? A little bit weird to begin with. And so we get there, and there's a bystander that's already there before us, right? And we got there about the same time as the cops. And this bystander was like, we heard somebody screaming for help. And we're like, oh, okay, weird. So we beeline it up to the dock, right? Got our flashlights out. We're having a look to see what's going on. And like right at the end of the dock, this guy's, well, I don't want to say guy, I don't know. Whoever is potentially in the lake has their keys, cell phone, wallet, and shoes just placed on the end of the dock. And so we're like scanning the water, trying to see something, right? And then, you know, lo and behold, we find somebody at the bottom of the lake.
Wait, you were there when they found him?
Yeah, well, I was working, right?
Oh.
Yeah, so we found him at the bottom, like, whatever, took us, I don't want to say anything bad, but our local firefighters tend to be incompetent from time to time, and this guy was under for, like, 45 minutes. So, but with freezing water, we still, you know, if it's under an hour, we'll still perform CPR and everything to get him back, right? And we didn't get him back, unfortunately, but he was fully clothed. Nobody had any idea what he was doing out there in the middle of the water going for a swim. Like, it just was such, like, if it was suicide, like, why would you be screaming? Like, maybe, I guess, if he regretted it.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
The weird thing about that, like, let me paint a picture of this dock for Dan. Dan, it's like a little wharf, and you can walk off the wharf, and there's other dock platforms around. And the water is probably only, like, right now, probably 8 feet deep.
No, he was about 20 feet down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was 20
feet
down. If he was that... If he was that deep, I could have gone. I tried diving down to get him. He was way too deep, like at least 20.
Oh, really?
But I'm also a shit swimmer.
Yeah.
Well, you dove in to try to see.
Yeah, you got to give it a shot. Well, because he was the person reported when we got on scene that they heard him screaming like minutes before we arrived. Right. So if we could have got him, great. We probably would have had a good chance at saving him. Right.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
But so yeah, it's like, why you scream for help? But you lay out all your things on the dock. Like,
he could have regretted it.
Well, yeah, once you hit the icy water, man.
But that's a weird way to commit suicide, like a jump off a dock.
Well, and then here's the other thing. Maybe he got strung out on something and went for a swim. Like, he was wearing fucking like a hoodie, jeans. Like, yeah.
He was fully clothed?
Fully, other than his shoes. And he took out his wallet, his keys, and his phone.
Yeah, it's
weird. Well, he thought he was going back up, maybe. Talk screen?
I don't know. Not this yet. Is all pretty recent.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
I mean, this happened, who knows when. I don't know. Could have happened at any time.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we'll keep an eye out on this one. It's definitely weird.
Yeah, totally. And gross.
So we were kind of shooting around the theory of maybe possession. And we're just picking back up from there?
Yeah, theory of possession. Yeah,
and then I say Okanagan Triangle.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, we added a little bit of a studio meltdown there.
Yeah, we blew it.
Anyways,
it's okay. We said a lot of city names we probably shouldn't have because due to the...
Actually, you know what?
Oh, yeah. It's probably a good thing that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Ogopogo! So,
Ogopogo!
If anyone... That's what you missed that didn't get reported. Mike Tyson's Mysteries. Check it out.
Check it out.
Okay. Dan, you want to lead us off on Bermuda Triangle?
All right, I'll... give it a quick rundown, right? So the Bermuda Triangle is a area section of the Southern Atlantic Sea, and it has three vertices, in one in Miami, one in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and one in Bermuda.
Why did Bermuda get so lucky? Like, why do they get a fucking the head name? Like, why aren't people calling it the Miami Triangle? That's fucking.
Sounds like a gang.
That's LeBron, D Wade.
Oh, that's old news,
Chris
man.
Bosh.
That's
yeah, but news. That was the Miami Triangle.
That's old news.
Yeah, it's done now.
Bron's back in Cleveland.
It's been an area of the ocean that's been steeped in mystery and lots of famous disappearances there, or at least a lot of publicized disappearances have happened in this area. And it goes all the way back to even people say Christopher Columbus had journal entries where he reported seeing light that floated above the water or in the sky, and he had unusual compass readings when they sailed through it.
Wait, what do you see? You cut out.
Oh, floating balls of light and unusual compass readings.
Yeah.
Balls of light? Like Foo Fighters?
Yeah, like Foo Fighters. Like balls of light. That's what they said.
Huh. Yeah, I was reading that too, and like a lot of the one that gets me that I read was Flight 19.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's one of the big ones.
Do we want to get into that right away?
First one, one of the first recorded disappearances, which I think is the creepiest one, is the one of the case of the Ellen Austin.
Yeah,
the Ellen Austin was a ship in 1881. And they found another derelict ship floating around in the area of the Bermuda Triangle. They placed crew aboard it. They took about half their crew, and then they put them on the derelict, and then they were planning on taking it back to a port so they could get salvage rights or whatever they did back then. And then that derelict, there was a small storm. The two ships got separated. And then the Ellen Austin, and then that one just disappeared. The derelict ship just disappeared. Gone. You couldn't find it.
With the crew and everything. Gone.
With the crew and everyone. They couldn't find anybody.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
So that's just one of the many mysteries. So yeah. The Bermuda Triangle is just an area where many disappearances of ships and aircraft has happened.
Yeah.
A lot of them unexplained.
And without a trace. Like that, and that's the other thing. Like so many things are never found again. There's the one that got me is the... Dan, you'll probably know this one better. The largest loss of life for the United States Navy, aside from war.
It was the USS Cyclops.
Yeah. They lost an engine, and then ship vanished and all its crew.
Yeah, everything gone. Like nowhere to – you couldn't find it. Nobody knows where it was. And what they didn't actually tell you is that the USS Cyclops had two sister ships, the Proteus and the Nereus, which were lost in the North Atlantic War due to structural failure due to overloading. I think they said that might have been a contributing factor to it.
Oh, could have I didn't know that. Like that. So, Dan, you were a Navy man. Dan was in the Navy.
I just wanted to see it so bad.
I almost said it. But,
Did you ever sail through the Bermuda Triangle?
No, my ship was based out of the Pacific, so I didn't have to. Oh. We never had to go through there.
Dan, can you answer a question for me?
Uh huh.
So, do you piss in the ocean, or do you never piss in the ocean? Danny Pruse left me so confused.
Oh yeah, we got this old guy who he was in the Navy, and he always tell us don't piss in the ocean.
Yeah, but then the next day he tell you to piss in the ocean.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's the weirdest thing.
Can you clear this up for us?
From my knowledge, most of the wastewater that goes through on ships is stored in tanks. So it's like I don't think you ever piss in the ocean.
Oh, there you go.
So don't piss in the ocean.
Don't piss in the ocean.
Oh, I thought they just dumped in the ocean, like marine toilet.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
I honestly didn't think they brought it back in a tank.
Oh, man.
I think you
can. Whoa! You're not allowed to let out these Navy secrets.
Yeah,
just completely fucking blocked it out.
Yeah, CSIS just muted that whole thing.
No.
One second.
Easy. Take it easy, CIA. We're not even into the good stuff yet. Oh, my God. That was crazy. Hold on. Ryan's fixing something here. What's going on, Ryan?
I don't know, man. Everything looks good.
Yeah, that was weird, man. That's CSIS.
You can't explain it.
I'm telling you. Shackled the AI. We're saying keywords, and it's picking it up. And it only happens when Dan's on because it's a live internet connection now. Right,
they got us pegged.
Yeah, they got us. Like these fucking idiots are talking about conspiracies again.
Okay, so how should we go through? Just go through all the different theories that we think it could be.
Yeah, let's. The only other one I wanted to talk about was Flight 19. Flight 19's. Dan, do you got the numbers on Flight 19 in front of you?
Yeah, December 5th, 1945, five TBM Avenger torpedo bombers left from Fort Lauderdale. 2 hours into flight. The flight leader reported a compass outage, like his compass wasn't acting right. And nobody in the squadron could agree on a compass readings. Like from the radio chatter that was going on from the airbase, they heard he could agree on a compass reading. There was another pilot that was near the Flight 19, like their flight area, and he suggested that the squadron just fly north and meet him so he could lead them back to the base. The name of the pilot was Lieutenant Cox. He was the one looking for Flight 19.
God. What was his co-pilot? Cox. Dix?
No, it should be Balls.
Come on.
Enormous.
Balls.
Balls and Cox.
Cox and Balls. Cox flew south, and he said the visibility was good, but he couldn't spot the flight.
Could find balls. He was swaying left.
So 5 hours after five hours after takeoff of Flight 19, they lost all contact. All contact from Flight 19 is gone. They sent out tons of ships, and they sent out a bunch of ships. They sent out recovery planes, and no wreckage was recovered at all. They didn't find anything, and to this day, they still haven't found it.
That seems to be the common theme with Triangle A.
Yeah, it's just you go there and you just vanish.
There are some talks of like, isn't that where they think Amelia Earhart went missing? I remember hearing that as a kid.
I don't see why not. I mean, I'm just talking smack. I don't know where she left from though.
She was going to be the first person to circumnavigate the world, I thought.
Yeah.
And then I think that's kind of near where... Well, I remember she like reported that she was running out of gas and something like that, and her navigation and all that stuff was shutting down, and then that was it.
Yeah. I vanished. I don't know much. That's about as much as I know, too.
Yeah.
Like I said, John.
Oh, also, during the recovery efforts of Flight 19, there was an 18-man like recovery plane, a Mariner, I think, and it also disappeared.
Yeah,
I was going to mention that, actually.
No trace again.
So you got five. Were they in training, the pilots, or were they trained pilots?
I think it was just a routine training flight.
Training exercise.
One of the flight leader was like a flight instructor. And I don't think exactly they were in training. I think it was just like a training, but they were all trained pilots. Like right. they weren't newbies.
I read a quote about the Bermuda Triangle where a pilot wrote, "It's not as if you fly into the fog. It's that the fog flies with you." And it's like,
that's fucking spooky,
creepy.
Man.
Okay, so let's. What are some leading theories here, Ryan? You got something?
Well, is there any other strange disappearances that we could talk about before we get into the theories?
There's over 1,000 in the last century.
Well, 1,000 lost lives in the last century is what I read.
Oh, okay, 1,000 lost lives, but like tons of mysterious.
It's just mysterious disappearances.
Yeah, ships, schooners popping up,
planes going down.
I wonder when the most recent one was. That's why I didn't look up. I wonder when the most recent, Bermuda Triangle.
I tried to look that up, too, and they said, well, there's just hundreds of ships lost there every year.
Oh, so it's...
But there's ships lost in the oceans, period, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily all mysterious. I couldn't find the last mysterious one. I'm not sure the date of it, but... Dan?
What's your leading theory?
Okay, well, actually, the Bermuda Triangle was in the news recently. There was an article in National Geographic about some scientists in Norway have actually found evidence that they think supports one of the theories about exploding methane deposits underneath the Bermuda Triangle causing turbulent air and some effect the buoyancy of vessels on the water. If these methane deposits explode, releasing the gas, and it temporarily kind of can cause the ship to capsize easy or severe air turbulence above the water.
Man, that's it's crazy you say that because it makes sense because I read one. I think it was actually Columbus's voyage where he said it was calm sea and the sea seemed to rise without wind.
Yeah, and they said they found. Researchers at the Arctic University of Norway. Said they found craters off the coast of their country that are about 150 feet or 45 meters deep, and they appear to be release of methane.
The craters are releasing methane.
Yeah, so it's like this is a potential cause. It's one of the theories about these deposits being underneath the Bermuda Triangle and causing it's abnormal or higher than normal statistics of disappearances.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that before. And they actually did it on Mythbusters. I remember watching. This was it's probably 10 years ago. And they proved that you could sink a ship by decreasing the buoyancy of the water by infiltrating with bubbles. What are you trying to show me over there? You're distracting me.
He's filming my short shorts.
I think the world deserves to see that.
I got my shorts really hiked up, and I was itching.
This is the first episode you haven't worn your Budweiser sweats.
I never wear those. This is just proof to the people.
Anyways, yeah, methane. Yeah, what is it called? They call them methane hydrate deposits, and it's proven that they can. Oh
my god!
I don't know what's going on, Dan, but we got a terrible connection today.
The CIA is on to you, man. They're like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'll tweet them again.
This is just science stuff, too.
Get a response this time.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that is kind of a proven theory that it could happen.
Now, would that fuck up compasses, though?
That doesn't explain compasses, I don't think.
Okay, so methane explains the water, explains the air turbulence and stuff, but doesn't explain the compasses, and that's like a big thing that always happens.
Well, I know that Bermuda Triangle is one of the few places on Earth where the compass doesn't point to magnetic north, it points to true north.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's just a few areas that they say they're on the ley lines of the energy lines of the world. And there's a few places, I'll pull them up in a second, but that was one of the few where it doesn't actually point magnetic north. It'll point true north.
So maybe kind of ride a line where
Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe it'll flip back and forth or...
How far off are they?
I don't know how far off magnetic north is. I don't think it's maybe...
Like, you don't think it's
It's probably significant enough to throw you off course, I'm sure.
Yeah. But you all of a sudden are just like, oh, I don't know where the fuck I'm going. Straight into the ocean. Just fucking crash your plane.
Yeah, what I don't understand is even somebody like Flight 19, the sky was clear. Like, visibility was good. And even if you can't figure out what your compass says, like, you can just look at, they had enough light to, you know, tell when was, and all I had to do was fly west to run back into the coast. And I don't know why they didn't do that. Nobody knows.
I wonder if it's one of those things where, because they do those experiments where if you blindfold a person and then have them walk across the field, they always tend to just start circling and doing circles, like, to the right.
And eventually, yeah, I come back
right?
to where
you always do circles to the right. And I wonder if it's kind of the same thing if you're in a plane and all you can see is the blue sky, if you just start to naturally just do a sway and don't even realize
it.
Yeah,
I could totally see that if your compass was off for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Especially in 47?
Yeah.
Nah. If you're off course and you're like, okay, I just got to head west, but you don't know which way is the west, and you make your best guess, that your body naturally pulls you one way, and you do a full loop. Before you know it, you're out of fuel.
And you're dead.
She's like, I've been flying for hours.
So that could,
yeah,
that
I mean,
could definitely contribute.
They could have ran out of fuel, but I just don't understand. I mean, come on, like, you can't be like, I'm sure there were chains of islands out there, and the pilots had to be familiar with the area. Like, I don't completely believe that, like, these guys would just.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he was the flight leader was a trained pilot. He'd done this before, and it's not like.
I guess it's the day
could be that dumb.
You would see the sun, right? You would see the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it was daytime.
Like, so you could always kind of get an idea of where you were. I guess you could get disoriented and not realize where, like, the sun came up and shit. I don't know. It's a fucking weird one. Next theory. My favorite.
Your favorite?
Aliens.
So, alien theory. What do you got?
Basically, because they always disappear without a trace, many people believe that the Bermuda Triangle is home to aliens that like to come and pick off people. It's like one of the UFO hotspots in the world, Bermuda Triangle, for UFOs. So,
some type of underground or underwater base?
Yeah, possibly. We even read that some people think it might be lost technology from the city of Atlantis.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
right?
I've heard that as well.
The curse of Atlantis.
The curse of Atlantis, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I think that's the coolest theory.
That is a cool
far.
One, actually.
Because last show, you guys did the Lizard Man one or whatever.
We touched on it.
You had the clip from the Art Bell show.
Right. Yeah,
and the guy was talking about how aliens have already visited, and they have bases already in located. It was either Atlantic or something, where they would have a base near, like, major cities or something like that. I believe it. I would go with secret alien base. Like, that would be pretty cool.
And they just
because they do say, like, they think that a lot of things that's causing this is leftover technology.
Yeah,
in Atlantis, right? Like, there's crystals and all that stuff.
Like, whatever they had, it's
maybe
fucking
that's alien technology.
Maybe because some people say
it's not a lost city of Atlantis; it's just an alien city of Atlantis that is under the water.
Yeah,
well, like, they don't they have proof that there's, like, pyramids and stuff like that
down
there?
They said they found through sonar, like, stuff that resembles, like, crystal pyramids. I guess, like, huge crystal pyramid, like 300-meter bases and stuff. So
cool.
I don't know
how
I can't,
deep. Why don't we get James Cameron down there to fucking snoop
it wasn't
it up?
Like, it wasn't really solid facts for me, so I couldn't really tell you. But
if he did it for the heart of the ocean, you think you'd see a giant crystal pyramid? Like, that's
no, but what they have found there that what people make it think that it is Atlantis is called the Bimini Road.
Yeah, the Bimini Road. Yep.
Bimini. It's consists of a 0.8 kilometer long northeast southwest linear feature. Composed roughly rectangular and sub-rectangular limestone blocks, so they think it's man-made.
Underwater?
Underwater.
Oh, that's fucking
so there's,
weird.
There's both sides. Like, scientists say that's a natural formation, and then people like us think when they see the pictures, like, that looks man-made. It has to be,
totally,
right?
Totally Atlantis.
Yeah.
It has to be the road to Atlantis. That's what people say.
Oh, man.
They made a Disney movie.
But, another theory of those of these crystal pyramids, I guess, is that they harbor so much energy because they're on the ley lines of the world, same as the pyramids of like in Egypt and stuff, that they're so massive that at the pinnacle of their peak, the theory is that it creates this like electromagnetic wave so strong vertically that it can knock planes out of the sky and ships out of the sea and stuff. Like, maybe a stretch, but it is mentioned. People do mention it. So.
Seems legit.
Weird shit's happening. Like, so. We don't know. Facts aren't lining up. They also say, like, people say portals to other dimensions, and that could be something too. Like, maybe whatever they did in Atlantis, they vanished their whole city, and what is happening is like shock waves of like things getting. Maybe the veil getting thin, what I mean? The veil around the Bermuda Triangle thinning.
Maybe that's where Elisa Lam is.
Oh, fucking.
That's where it takes you at the end of the elevator game.
Yeah, Atlantis. That's why you drowned. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh,
shit. We came first, full circle.
You just turn back up, man, in water. Oh, that's what happened to your buddy there.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He was probably
creepy
playing the elevator game. Probably listened and got some Okanagan listeners. Uh-oh. So.
Oh, then I'm in trouble. Oh. So not.
Yeah. I don't think anyone important. No one important listens to our show.
Except for whoever's listening right now.
Yeah, obviously. You guys. Yeah, you guys are of course.
Is there any other theory that Atlantis could be causing these disappearances? Or is it just... The only thing I've ever heard about the Atlantis part is the pyramid causing this like vertical vortex of energy.
Dan, you got anything else on Atlantis theory?
Apparently there was a curse.
No, I didn't cover... I mostly looked up the natural things. I was like, methane gas was the big one for me.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
that was my big. Yeah.
That's I think methane sounds the most. But what's the curse of Atlantis?
I tried to do some research on it.
Okay, we're gonna do
Atlantis.
We're gonna
do on its own.
We're gonna
to
do
honest.
An Atlantis episode. That's
Atlantis on its own. Yeah.
I think maybe we'll do that next. But so we'll get into the curse of Atlantis.
Has anybody heard this theory? That's pretty good.
Okay, let's
go. I found it. I like finding the weirdest one I can find, and this one's. The souls of black slaves.
Wait, what?
I'm not lying, man. It's right here.
The souls of black slaves.
The souls of black slaves.
I mean, it was
yeah.
like a crux of the African slave trade, yeah, like totally. Right in that area where they would come through. A lot of shipping done through there.
And they say a lot of these boats, they sank, right? Or
yeah.
they would throw slaves overboard, the ones that were being
It's a lot of tormented souls.
And this guy that was taught, this writer, he traveled this area and he said he could hear the singing and he thought like, oh, somebody's playing a record player or something like that for sure, right? And it sounded like these slow, like kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not churchy, but
gospel-y
hymns and all this kind of stuff. And he like ended up coming to the conclusion that it was the souls of black slaves who were pulling people down.
Pulling people down.
Yeah.
Well, that one's a stretch for me.
Yeah, maybe a stretch, but no theory is left untouched.
Maybe the souls have been trapped in the crystal pyramids, and the crystal pyramids are harnessing the the power.
That's got to be it.
Yeah.
That actually has to be it.
Yeah, I think that's... You know what? When we do our Ouija board episode, we'll ask some ghosts what's going on down there. That's what we should ask. We should just have a list of questions of just based on conspiracies
for
ghosts.
We got
to
try and channel Elisa Lam for sure.
Yeah.
That one gives me the creeps.
I guarantee you, I bet you everything's going to... Every theory we have that we're looking for the answer, I think everything's going to end up pointing to parachuting Yeti bombs.
Yeah.
Like that to me was the most solid conclusion I think we've came to
ever. Yeah, maybe that's what's happening in
someone said we have to make a shirt saying parachuting Yeti bombs.
There will be a sharp tarp,
yeah,
for sure.
We're working on it. Sharp tarps are still in progress.
Okay, next theory, what do we got?
Okay,
I got one actually.
Okay, let's hear it.
That area of the world is like a colliding force of like many different like currents, like ocean and air currents, which causes like severe, unpredictable tropical storms, like out of nowhere.
So things are just showing up, just blasted by a fucking
freak
storm.
If you had a freak electrical storm, I mean, or it would get weird compass readings. Like you wouldn't be able to, your compass would be going nuts probably.
Yeah
So if you're flying in a plane and all you're like your last report back to base was clear skies here, and then in 10 seconds all of a sudden boom, thunderstorm rolls in, knocks your compass out, knocks your direction out, You're pretty much lost.
You got to think there would be some type of wreckage reported, though. Like, they would have to find something.
This is going to kind of tie in here at the same time. This is a combo theory. So you have these you have these terrible storms. So for airplanes, we'll say that terrible storms and this and the combination of like the compass, the magnetic north, not pointing the right way, throws people off. So let's say their plane crashes due to weather and pilot error. They crash into the ocean. The Bermuda Triangle is surrounded by the Gulf Stream. Is that what it's called? I think it's called the Gulf Stream. The ocean current. It flows like 2 meters a second, like pretty quick. If your plane went into that Gulf Stream and you crashed, or your ship, you'd be carried away so many miles by the time someone got out there, you would never find wreckage from that plane.
Yeah, but
and by that time, and your wreckage is sinking at the same time, right? So your wreckage sinks, travels 500 miles east into like a deep trench, 15,000 feet under the ocean. You'll never find it.
But don't you think you'd find anything? Like, eventually, like, people would be like, oh, we found some fucking plane wreckage here.
Well, like, even with those recent Malaysian air crash, you know, they found
Like oil, at least like an oil slick or something if they hit the ground. Like,
I think, if one plane went into the ocean, that's like a drop of water. That's nothing. Like, that dissipates so quick, that little bit of oil. I'm just saying, I think, for me personally, I think the Bermuda Triangle is like a perfect storm of all these different anomalies, mainly natural, maybe some paranormal, but I think for the most part, I'm going to say 99% of the crashes in the Bermuda Triangle are probably because of the natural lay of the land.
I'm not even totally convinced that it's not just people getting it in their heads.
Well, I think
being like, oh, we're going through the Bermuda Triangle, like, let's not anything bad, and kind of like almost willing it to happen.
Well, I'm not entirely convinced it's not the souls of black slaves.
So. Jay. Yeah. How many of the victims are white?
Oh.
Ooh, there's some stats we should find.
Right? Because you know what I didn't hear about? A lot of black people dying in the Bermuda Triangle.
Wow.
Puerto Ricans, probably.
Yeah.
They're tan. I don't know. What the Puerto Rican...
Spanish?
Probably kind of look like me.
You're kind of Puerto Rican, I guess.
You're Puerto Rican, Lebanese, Canadian.
Something like that.
Yeah.
People have seen your face now, so.
They know.
Yeah.
They know. I'm sorry for that.
But, I don't know. It's just weird.
It's just a weird area of the world that had some really unexplained events that have kind of spawned just ideas.
Yeah, like a cult following.
Like a cult following, almost.
And it's not the only place that's like that. Have you guys heard of the Dragon's Triangle?
Yeah, the Dragon's
Triangle.
Pacific
version?
Yeah.
What?
I
touched on that one.
No, what's the Dragon's Triangle?
Is that the Los Roches one or something like that? Because there's another
one. Yeah, it's one off the coast of Japan, and it's almost exactly opposite of the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
But that one...
Maybe those are the fucking entrances to the fucking Hollow Earth and the fucking portals.
Maybe.
Rather than the fucking
Call
North
Nagini,
and South Pole.
See what's up. He'll know.
Yeah. Our fucking lizard friend.
Our Nagini, I guess.
Nagini, yeah. He's fucking huge.
Guy's getting jacked.
So did you when you were in the Navy, Dan, did you go through the Dragon's Triangle?
Dragon's Triangle, I don't think so. Yeah, I think we did.
That was pretty quick. I don't think. Yeah, I think we did.
I'd have to say, I think maybe we skirted it, actually, because there's nothing really in it. It's actually a really...
So why didn't you go through it then?
The area that it's in is very volcanically active, and I don't know. I don't think you'd really want to go through it. It's just kind of like this big, open... piece of sea, like by the Philippine Sea, and there's nothing really in there, so we never really went through there. Yeah. Just skirted it, probably.
Okay, so in your best opinion, Dan, when did that U.S. Navy ship disappear?
Which one, the Cyclops?
Yeah.
1918.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty fucking old, because I was going to say, like...
that was like right before World War One.
It's before we're getting radar and stuff. And
Yeah, before we had any
GPS,
good stuff.
So it's like, yeah, you know, it's feasible that it disappeared. Yeah, I'm sure shit got lost all the time in 1918.
Oh, yeah.
Lost my keys today. Well, it's fucking,
it's horrible.
Pretty
I
much.
Mean, some people say that, like, when you look at the statistics of ocean disappearances, that the area of the Bermuda Ocean is has no real variation. Like, there's no real difference between disappearances there and disappearances anywhere else.
What? So what you're saying is the whole world's the Bermuda Triangle.
All the ocean.
Except for the Dragon's Triangle.
So what you're saying, Dan, is down to the brass tacks, is don't piss in the ocean. That's what you're trying to tell us.
That's what those people did.
Yeah, don't piss in the ocean. Ooh, oh, shit. I piss in the ocean all the time. Every time I'm in it, I'm pissing.
Well, you lost your keys today.
Every time I'm in water, it's hard not for me to pee.
Yeah, it's me too. Yeah,
it's a reaction.
It's taking a bath.
So I don't. That's why I don't bath.
I don't bathe.
I just shower because... You pee in the shower, it just goes down the drain.
Well, if I go in the shower when I have to pee, as soon as the water hits me, I pee. Like, there's nothing I can do. It just happens.
Just like a baby.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. That's amazing.
Yeah, but no, Dan, I've heard that before too. And I try to look for some hard statistics on like areas of the world's oceans, like where the most accidents are. I couldn't really find anything solid, but I have heard that it's really not any different than other major shipping lanes in the world for the amount of accidents. There's just a few unexplained.
I think it's just a lot of legends are attached. A lot of like publicity is and focus is put on the Bermuda Triangle because it's been, you know, popularized. And put it in books and things. And you know, if you go out there looking for something, and you know, you just get a little bit, then you're gonna find it. You're gonna make up a reason to find it at least or something.
Yeah, I agree. There's one more guy that we gotta talk about. Have you heard of his name? I might butcher it. Bruce Gernon. He's the guy who said he experienced a time warp while flying through the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. What?
Wow, that's cool.
It was a way more deserving of a what? Flying,
it was him and two other people, I think. Was it? In the plane?
Yeah, I can't really remember. It was this girl. I was reading this girl's like memoir of it, and I watched a couple of videos. But yeah, I guess they took off from somewhere in Florida, and there was supposed to be an hour flight, and like 15 minutes after takeoff, they entered this like weird U-shaped cloud at like 15,000 feet or something. And they went through what they said was like a funnel almost through the clouds. Like really weird, they said. And when they got to their destination, they'd done it in like 27 minutes when it was supposed to take an hour. And to this day, they're like, we have no idea how or why or what happened. Like, it's just a really weird, creepy, unexplained mystery.
Oh, that's weird.
That's fucking spooky, man.
I didn't really find anything else about the time warp. So
what's this grunge credibility? I don't know.
I'm just looking to. It's a cool story. If you read the whole article, I'm not gonna do it right now because I'm a slow reader and we'll be here for 2 hours. So
yeah, it's okay. Hey, you know what? You need the practice, man. Just struggle through it.
All right, sit back and relax. There were no lightning bolts, only extraordinary bright white flashes that would illuminate the entire surrounding area.
Buddy, you put yourself to sleep when you read, eh?
I do. That's how I go to bed at night. Some people smoke a little weed. Some people drink a little.
You read aloud.
I read aloud and I'm in bed in 3 seconds. Sound of my own voice for a few words and that's all.
You should do audiobooks. Like, forget the podcasting stuff. Audiobooks. I think that's your future.
Is that my future?
Yeah.
Oh, instead of those like soothing sound video or like in CDs people listen to, just Zelly talking.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Zelly reads bedtime stories.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Today we're going to read one of my favorite novels.
And that's it. You're asleep.
That's all you need.
Oh, dude, we should do an audiobook. That'd be so fun. Let's do a Harry Potter.
We all take a character?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking please. I don't even need to read. I could just do it now.
Just recite it.
Start.
Okay, who would you voice if we did a Harry Potter?
Anybody. I don't care.
Yeah, but I'm saying if we all had
Nagini!
To do Nagini Voldemort.
Nagini!
Dan, who would you voice if we do our Harry Potter audiobook?
If we did a Harry Potter, oh, man, I don't like Harry Potter.
What?
No, oh, I've never.
I don't fucking like Harry Potter.
How do you not like Harry Potter?
There's just so many good characters.
I've read Harry Potter books, and I don't think they're that great.
I honestly don't really like Harry Potter either. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my god!
See,
I'm not gonna criticize someone for liking Harry Potter. It's probably a great series. I just never got into it, so I'm not gonna get into it now.
What fucking childhood book did you guys like? The fucking Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, I bet.
Those are Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Yeah.
I read Jurassic Park like 10 times.
Maybe I only like Harry Potter because that's the only
books.
Oh, when I
was a kid, I used to read the Redwall books.
The Redwall. Oh.
Those are kick-ass.
Nerd alert.
I saw a guy with a Redwall tattoo the other day.
Yeah, at the gym.
It was hilarious.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
He was just so shocked that I knew what it was.
Those were badass books when I was a kid, man. Like, those are cool.
I never read any.
I didn't read my first book till grade 10 anyways. Which was Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
You didn't learn how to read till grade 10.
Fuck no. I was busy playing sports.
Yeah. I was busy doing stuff.
Yeah.
No time to read. I ain't got time to read. Jesse Ventura, come on our pod. okay, well, I don't know. What else we got for... We got anything else for Bermuda Triangle?
I got one more...
One more.
One more reaching theory that I don't even know exactly what it means.
Perfect.
It's perfect for the show.
This is the one I already thought. This is the answer.
The answer to all your Bermuda Triangle questions. Actually, you know what? I got two theories. Here's the out there one though. Gravitational mascons.
Okay.
Ring a bell?
I don't know what that means.
Mascons?
I guess it's a concentrated point on the Earth where gravity pulls stronger.
Ooh,
so
okay.
this theory is that gravity in the certain spots in the Bermuda Triangle will react with like a ship's iron hull or an aircraft's like whatever's magnetic and pull it down. I don't know. I've read it. It doesn't really make sense, but it is a theory out there. So it's something to look into. Even on the everything I've read, it says that we're not sure if gravitational mascons are strong enough to be able to pull down a ship or an aircraft, but they do exist in the world in some fashion. Where some points in the world are more gravitational, like the force of gravity is slightly stronger than others, but it's probably so minuscule, I doubt it makes a difference. So,
I want to train.
Oh yeah,
fucking the
Super Saiyan in no time.
Yeah, gravity mask on. That's what we should name our fucking gym. We should start a gym called Gravity Mask On.
Fuck yeah.
By Capsule Corp.
Nice.
I've been waiting for the invention of Capsule Corps for so long.
Oh man,
you need so a car. Awesome. You need a car. You need a flying car. Boom.
Oh man, it'd be sweet.
Dragon Ball Z, love it.
Speaking of DBZ, me and Andrew bought Vegeta San Armor Under Armor long sleeve shirts. Compression.
And you didn't ask me to.
Oh, those would be cool. I'd get one. I'd buy one.
Awesome, man.
Gotta come to the gym, man. I also bought a Piccolo, full-sleeve Piccolo one.
Your power level's going to be over 9,000.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be cool. Does it come with a cape?
I just rated myself at 11.5.
I wish it came.
11.5.
That's your power level?
Yeah.
It's 11.5, really?
Yeah.
How did you figure that out?
I had a Saiyan scanner.
What? Where did you get that?
I'm not going to tell you.
What?
It's my drawer.
Can you scan us?
No.
My power level's too high to read. It would break.
Yeah. You might break the scan. It's like Super Saiyan Goku.
Whatever you,
break,
you know what?
You can break the scan.
You can look at us and whatever you're reading, it's because I'm masking. I'm hiding the power.
Oh, yeah. You're wearing your weird
over 9,000
Piccolo shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, you got any more theories on the Bermuda Triangle? I got one more, but if you got one, go first.
Nope, I'm out.
This one would only apply to ships. It goes back to the Gulf Stream, and it is something called a rogue wave.
Oh, we have like the rogue. Oh,
okay.
The rogue wave.
Okay.
And like everyone, you've seen Poseidon, you've seen the show is like Perfect Storm with these rogue waves.
Oh, Point Break, isn't that what Bodhi surfs at the end of Point Break?
No, I think he just surfs
I think it's just an awesome wave, but
it's just sick wave, brah.
No, I'm going for rogue wave.
And I tried to re-up on rogue waves, and there was a lot of conflicting science. The only thing people know is that they exist in some capacity. But what I've found that makes sense to me is the Gulf Stream. It's a fast moving body of water, like a river in the ocean pretty much. And when really high winds whip up on top of that, the waves slowly like compound into each other. And eventually after you get 7 or 8 hit each other, all of a sudden you have an 80-foot wave. And out of nowhere, it's 10-meter seas, like, which is huge seas, but all of a sudden, instead of 10 meters, you have a 40-meter wave, like, or a 30-meter wave, it's like 100 feet. Ship tipped over and down instantly, pretty much.
Yeah.
The perfect storm.
Because in that area, you have a lot of coral reefs and stuff, so you'll go from, like, 10,000 feet, and within, like, 100K, it's like 500 feet deep, and all of a sudden, boom.
That's so nuts.
That's fucking crazy.
You're just like, you're riding the waves, like, oh, they're just gentle rollers, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this rogue wave pops up and crests and actually topples over you, and you're you wouldn't even be able to put a mayday call.
So I'm striking cruises off my list. So no camping, no cruises.
Yeah.
No but, thanks.
But one more fact I read about it is that I think it's well, I don't know if it's just Carnival cruises, but Carnival cruises will go around the Bermuda Triangle just
smart
out
move.
Of superstition.
Smart move.
Just like on hotels, there's no floor 13.
I thought that's only in certain like areas.
Well, certain areas, but yeah, but same type of thing. Like we're not going to go through there.
Okay,
just in case.
Floor 14. You know what floor you're really on?
Oh, no shit, eh?
Yeah.
Like floor I don't 14. Want floor 14 yet.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
just no numbers after 12.
Letters.
Yeah.
All right. I'm out of theories.
I'm
that's
out
all
of
I got.
Theories too.
Well, I'm still kind of. I'm going to stick with the Souls of Black Saves.
Souls of Black Saves, yeah.
Seems legit.
I think that's probably my, like, number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your number one?
The harnessing crystal power of the crystal pyramids.
So there is
a... I'm just big into crystals.
So there's a crystal pyramid under the Bermuda Triangle.
I got crystals at home, and they just react, like, and I just feel it. You know,
you just feel the energy.
I just feel the energy through the crystals. So
you should start practicing Reiki.
Yeah,
it'd be great for it.
Is that the thing with the crystals?
Oh yeah.
I never knew the name, but I just did it.
What are you talking about?
Where people like buy the crystals and shit?
You like try to heal people with the crystals?
Oh
and
yeah,
shit
okay.
Like that.
What's it called?
My mom brought me to go get Reiki one time. It was the weirdest experience of my life.
Katrina actually went and got it done once. They like fucking waved the crystal in front of her face and shit. And
that seems like a great. Job. You wave a couple fucking crystals. All right, that'd be $80, please.
Yeah.
What?
Are those crystals even real?
They have straight from the Bermuda Triangle.
You got a license for those crystals?
What do you do you like hang out like what kind of diploma would you hang on your wall? Like what certifies you as a Reiki healer?
Crystallologist? I don't know.
Would you be like a geologist? Would you have like a thing with geology? Like I can certify that these rocks are better than these rocks.
Are in fact crystal.
Yeah.
They have a crystalline structure.
Any of our listeners that are really big into Reiki, we're not.
Let us know.
Yeah. prove us that it's not. Well, I believe in it.
We obviously have no fucking idea what it is. So if you want to call us and inform us, that'd be great.
Are we not supposed to hoop the crystals? Because maybe I've been doing it wrong. I'm not sure.
Oh,
feels
man.
Good. anyways, let's.
Dan, what's your leading theory? Complete.
I'm with underwater alien base. I think that's a good one.
So they, what about the like the Cyclops and stuff? These massive ships that just disappear. They take the whole ship. Aliens.
Might just take the whole ship. I mean, it would just, it could be like underwater, like you said, like leftover alien technology. Maybe it's a security measure of some sort, and it just kind of just sinks whatever goes through that area. Just if it passes over a specific area in the Bermuda Triangle, it activates and boom, gone.
Well, maybe aliens release these methane hydrate deposits and they're like, oh, ship's coming over. Let's sink it.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
They're just playing battleship.
Make it look like an egg.
Don't they get the warning by now? It's the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. Release the gas.
I don't know. I think the Bermuda Triangle for me is just a combination of multiple rogue waves, methane deposits, bad weather.
Yeah, I think it's the perfect storm of shit going on there.
I really don't see it
it's
being
just not a fun place to be.
Yeah, like well,
it's
don't,
like
don't,
fucking Death Valley or Death Mountain. You just don't go there. Like
you just
know?
Don't go.
Why take the chance?
Well, isn't that what's its other
it's
name?
It's called the Devil's Triangle.
Yeah,
okay?
No thanks.
You don't
I'm
need
good.
To be there.
Just right? don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we, you know, like, let's avoid this Cecilia Hotel. Let's not go to Devil's Pass. Let's not go to the Devil's Triangle. And yet we're like, let's fucking, you know, let's just give a Ouija board a shot. No biggie.
I've learned that there's something more than just a Ouija board.
Oh, I don't want to do
wait,
that.
Wait, what is it?
It's called a demon board.
Oh, fuck
oh,
that.
Oh, what's a demon board?
Oh, come on.
Oh.
There's something called a demon board.
What's a demon board?
I guess it's like a Ouija board, but there is.
What, you play
it's not
blood?
Made by Hasbro, and there's only a few. There's not very many made. They're
it's
hard
not
to find.
Made by Hasbro.
Hasbro's like, we'll pass on the demon board.
The Hasbro is the only redeeming quality of this whole situation for me.
Ouija board extreme from Hasbro.
Exactly.
It's actually just a demon board.
The demon board is like, I guess, legit. Like,
who makes it? Mattel? Those fucking bastards.
It's a rival board.
I don't know if I told you this yet, but I'm legitimately, I know a guy who is an exorcist, and I'm bringing him. He's my fucking backup. He can bring crystals and whatever the fuck he needs, but just in case
we're not bringing in demons, we're bringing in
doesn't matter
ghosts.
We're opening up some type of gateway. I got somebody here for some backup. I can't call the Ghostbusters and call this guy.
Ask him about a demon board and see if he knows anything about it.
Yeah,
because I've heard it and I've been looking into it
because it's almost getting warm enough. Couple more.
I think within the next month, it's gonna happen.
Yeah. Because it would be kind of cool if it's like a little chilly, so we get the fucking,
yeah,
you know, like a little bit of, yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Warm, so you can make sure to feel any cold spots, if any.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, that's going to be for months, so we're going to have to do it in slightly cool temperatures.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, we got to rush this. Just let it be. Okay.
I'm getting antsy. Like, I want to get it over with. Wait.
Digital.
We got to start at 3 in the morning, though. That's the thing.
Nah, why do we have to do everything?
Huh?
Like, what the fuck? It's bad enough that we're doing a Ouija board. Now it's 3 o'clock. Oh.
We got Nick, our buddy Nick here on,
Nick the Coon
on Twitter. He's going to let us know he's kind of told us how to do it. He's
with the candles
more
and shit.
We know
all the candles to burn.
There was another girl who also sent us an email. Raven? You know who you are. You sent us an email. We're going to look after the show. But we got a couple people letting us know how this Ouija board thing works, and we're going to do it right.
You've also had people let you know not to fucking do it.
Yeah, sure. Most people are like, whoa, I'm stoked for the Ouija board episode. You shouldn't do it. Anyways.
I would never do it. However, I would love to see it
if
recorded.
If you fucking idiots are going to do it,
oh,
cool.
Oh, fucking God. No.
I'm excited. Let's look into the demon board, too, because, I mean, why not? Let's just
I don't know about that one, but it's
crazy. Oh, you're going to... Okay, well, what
I'm
if...
I'm just saying, there is such as a demon
board. Yeah, you were probably going to have to fucking sacrifice a lamb or some shit.
You probably have to cut your fucking palm a little bit and dip it into a bowl.
No, stir it up.
Fuck yeah, boys. Let's do the demon
board. You're going to do it. Yeah, you fucking bet.
I'm not cutting my hands.
Fuck
so.
No. How about I'll be there for medical supervision? I'll poke you.
Do we have one of those diabetes needles? And I'll prick my finger. And
I can bring a few, but why are we bringing blood into this? Things are going way too weird already.
I wonder if there's ever been a podcast where they do a live Ouija board.
I don't even want to know because I wouldn't want to hear it I want to be
honestly,
just fresh with
even just doing it at this fucking table in this place would be spooky enough as it is. When we get into a good spooky...
Well, the garage is haunted. The studio's haunted.
Yeah,
the door opened during the Lisa Lamb one?
There was a fucking banging on the wall?
Yeah, that was nothing. No, something definitely fucking happened.
Last episode, we talked about that super bug in here.
Yeah,
I never found it. I don't think it existed. There was just that weird
that
noise.
Weird.
In here. I never found the bug.
It was just like you know when you have like a big fly or a
like
bee
a
that wants to get out, and
one.
It's like bzz, bzz, bzz. It was that in here. We're freaking the
and
fuck
this
out.
Concludes this evening's podcast. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I'm not gonna lie. I had fucking gloves on, and I was digging around behind the desk looking for this bug because I thought maybe it died back there, but I never found it.
Interesting.
Ghost bug.
So can we just do it here then? It's nice and warm.
No, we can't do it here. We got to do it somewhere haunted.
Okay, let's get on to some other news and info. Lots of people helping us out on Twitter and stuff, putting our promo. If you want our promo, we have a promo out now. We can send it to your show or whatnot. You've probably heard it if you listen to some of our other friends' podcasts, Tattooed Bananas,
The Mr. BS Show actually just put it on the latest episodes. Give them
a couple others. Check them out. They're good. We should get more people's promos. We should.
All right. We're going to start doing swaps right now. Actually, we're going to put on, I told the Mr. BS Show we would do a swap. So we're going to put that on right now.
Wait, you did what to who for how many Oreos, Ray?
I sold an eighth of weed for 2 Oreos and a cupcake.
Oh, did you get fired?
Promoted.
Wow.
Yes. That's fucking amazing.
All right, folks. Well, I am Matt Siebert.
I'm Ryan Bunnell.
I'm Midnight Smoke.
And we are the Mr. BS Show. We're a little show spread around the country.
Oh, we're three angry friends who are trying to take over the world. But we don't do it successfully too often, so we just try to make everybody laugh. But I don't do that too often either, so... Fuck you, Matt.
So you guys can find us at the High Altitude Pod Network, which is at thehighaltpod.net.
Stitcher, iTunes, and SoundCloud.
Damn right.
Thanks, guys, and come check us out.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's kind of fun to do that. We also, I kind of want to put, we should do, do you still have the recordings of all the promos we did?
Okay. We, I think it was the last Mr. Conspiracy's Power Hour.
No. The one where we did the one we did, but in just in
the
German
one when
accents.
Jack Muntavaga showed up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you've heard our promo on the last Case File or on other people's podcasts, we did that a few different ways before we came up with just a normal one at the end.
Let's throw the German one at the end of this one as a joke.
Just give him a little taste.
Yeah. Okay. The Jack Untervega is we did coming all, back.
Yeah. That's who we should ask questions to.
Oh, God.
I wonder what he's up to.
Jack? Old yeah. Jackie boy?
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if there's enough info on that guy to do a podcast on him.
We should look up more stuff on him. He's been such a key figure. So
we can bring him in as a special guest.
Yeah. Good calling.
Sounds good.
I know him personally. Yeah. I can give him a text.
Well, we'll summon him, and we're not going to let him leave. I'm just going to trap him.
Trap him in the studio with us.
We're going to trap him in one of these crystals. What the fuck was that?
Sorry, guys.
Don't ever put your shorts down. It's making his skin fucking
yeah. You're going
weird
skin.
Noises.
You're going skin on leather seat here. It's not.
It was my moccasins on the metal of the chair.
I fucking legitimately jumped off the chair.
Me too. Why did you jump? And I heard it through my headphones. Like, what the fuck?
I wasn't
that?
Sure. That's me just.
Well,
in,
I get these talk of fucking super bugs and all. Ugh.
Demon boards.
I'm not gonna last. Seriously, I'm fucking going home. I'm not gonna do. You guys know me. I'm gonna fucking have.
If you leave us there.
Yeah,
it'll follow you home.
You were told not to leave.
I'm the only fucking person here that has to deal with dead people.
Yeah, but
what am I going to do after this when I have dead people talking to me?
One person told us you can't leave because shit'll follow you. So you got to.
Yeah, you cannot leave.
You can't leave till we shut the portals and stuff.
Don't say a word. You're coming.
You're coming. Oh, you're coming. Man. You know you're coming.
I hate it.
We're gonna have like 40 people, man. It's gonna be awesome.
Well, I'll probably have like four people.
Yeah, four people.
40 people.
Because I'm too scared to do it.
We need at least any four less. People.
We're gonna have to like legitimately like fucking chain ourselves to the table and do it because I'm gonna be fucking jumping around everywhere.
You're gonna run away and you're gonna get cursed and then it's not our fault.
Oh, dude. If I hear a noise in the bushes or something,
oh,
like,
don't even.
Oh, my God. Is that you, Mindy Tran?
Oh, my God. Don't. So we are doing it in the
we don't know for
Springfield
sure
Park.
Oh,
we're doing
God.
It somewhere haunted as we can get.
We should look up some haunted hotspots around here.
I'm sure there's a couple good
there's
ones.
Got to be a couple of like old houses.
Well, Father Pandozzi would be pretty fucking creepy.
Yeah, it would be creepy.
Anyways.
That house seen some shit.
That's
anyways,
coming up. Ouija board episode is coming up.
Lots of love on Twitter from people. Thanks for all the support and messages.
No, we've never gave a shout out to Potter and Family.
We never do, but
Potter and Family. Search them on Twitter. There's a whole bunch of podcasts on there that we kind of, if we post through, everyone kind of retweets you, and it's kind of a good little network of podcasts.
Yeah, so. Some good stuff on there. Some if you like us, you'll probably like them.
I'm not gonna lie. There's some great stuff. There's some good stuff, and there's some bad stuff.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of the whole mix.
Kind of the whole mix. So you'll search, you'll find something good.
Yeah.
And you'll find something bad.
But you know what might be right for some. What's how the fuck does that go?
Another man's trash is some man's gold.
Yeah, you never know.
Something like that.
Man, we, me and Andrew are going to talk to you after this podcast about another podcast we want to do. So there might be another podcast coming soon. We're kind of brainstorming the idea. Anyways, Facebook, Alien Theorist Theorizing, got lots of message. We're not supposed to say that girl's name anymore that we said.
Her new name, well... Her name is Coraline?
Coraline. I hope we're saying that right now.
She actually said, this is my name, and this is how you pronounce it. And now that I'm saying it, I'm like,
Coraline
maybe,
or Caroline?
Maybe I don't got it.
We don't write this stuff down. We just go from memory.
Anyway,
so
she's
Caroline,
really into the Hollow Earth, and she's going to give us some stuff.
Maybe we'll try. We'll try to get her on for episode 20. Episode 20 is going to be a big one, so we'll try to get people on. Caroline, we'll get you on. She's super excited. I think we should call her. I don't want her to email us. I want to hear her tell us her stuff. She's been falling into a rabbit hole. So we're calling Dan right now. Dan, you still here with us?
Yep, I'm still here.
So anyways, I think that's all for the week. You know, if there's one thing I learned this case file, it's probably that compasses will find a way.
Good one.
Yeah, changed it up a little bit.
Boo.
Did you say boo or boo earns?
Or boo.
I was saying boo earns.
Okay, that's it for the week. Keep those eyes on the skies.
Or should we do German?
Let's do German first.
How are we going to do it in German?
Yeah. Do you see UFOs in the middle of the night? You see the UFOs in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Do you owe your family like stories of crazy Russians or prolapse beeholes?
You should say dirty Russians. If the answer is yes, if the answer is yeah. if the answer is yeah, pick up the phone and download our podcast. Alien
Theorist
Theorizing.
Our podcast is a
Indian all of a sudden.
All of a sudden we went Hindu.
I can't stick to German the whole time.
Oh, buddy, you just gotta work. You gotta consistent.
Okay, so. You do a better German. I think you should take my lines. Let me take yours.
Okay, I don't. Okay. I didn't finish it, but
it's fine.
Try it doesn't matter. So wait.
Go?
You're taking same lines for me.
Same, yeah, he's taking mine. He's got a better German.
Do you see UFOs in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Do you or your family like the stories about crazy Russians or prolapsed beeholes?
If the answer is yes, pick up your phone and download our podcast. Alien.
Theorist.
Theorizing.
Our podcast is available 24 hours a day to suit all your supernatural, alien, and conspiracy needs.
Yeah,
it is, yeah. This is good.
You find the podcast on iTunes.
Yes, it's good, yeah.
We'll follow us on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Truth is out there.
Can I listen to that, please? I think that's
THU.
Instead of yes, so you should say yeah. Yeah. Like, it's like, because you said yes. Like, if you answered yes, but you should be like, if you answered yes.
I can do it again.
Yes, one more.
I'm going to listen to it. I'm just like,